Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, and welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, and today, I'm going to be covering some interesting topics. Some of them, all of them, are very near and dear to my heart. Specifically, I'm going to be sharing about existential anxiety when it comes to big questions like where we are here to do on this planet, what is this life is about, death, birth, and also anxiety that really felt in a society right now as we know it, the climate change anxiety and all the changes that it's bringing about. And why I'm choosing this particular topic, because mainly I've been really marinating in it, on it, all of that at the same time. I'm one of those people who goes deep. I have my roots in my spiritual practice really well planted. And honestly, I'm grateful for my spiritual practice because it carried me through so many life transitions and difficulties and challenges. And I would love to talk about this because I wonder how many of you, my listeners, are still in a bit of a dark space when it comes to your own spirituality, to your own way of making meaning of life. We are really well equipped to never look inside if we even wanted to in the society that we're living, with all the things that we constantly have on our schedule, with all the events to go, places to see, and etc. And there is nothing wrong with it, of course. However, it does not lend itself this kind of a flow, this kind of a plethora of things to do in the so-called external world, to self-discovery, inner exploration, contemplation. And I believe this is where the real sense of meaning, even existential kind of a safety, lies. We spend so much time trying to make ends meet and, of course, go beyond that. And at the same time, this is not the security type of safety I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the safety that spirituality can give, that's been providing me with, is a kind of heartfelt knowing about what is this human reality is about. And I'm not claiming knowing all the answers, definitely not, but I definitely believe that to live without looking into those questions and make time and space for yourself to explore them, it's really unfair. And it's also not just unfair, it brings about this low-grade anxiety and tension that is always there, that fear of the unknown, because we are not probing into it. And it's not like if you choose a teaching to follow, let's say Buddhism, like in my case, it will give you all the answers. Actually, Buddhism in particular, Buddha himself, he stated it many times that we should not just take things and believe in them blindly. We have to test and see for ourselves if they're true. And this is what a lot of times, if you talk to a Buddhist teacher, he or she will hopefully encourage you to do. So when you find your spiritual path, it's not like it will give you all the answers, but at least it will help you. At least in my experience with Buddhism and yogic traditions earlier, give you this better perspective, a bigger perspective on life, where you stop feeling so small and so scared. You probe into reality, so to say, that is beyond what you see and can touch. And honestly, for me, it's been exhilarating. And it's not like I have lost fear and I have lost I'm no longer struggling with all the challenges of real life. Of course I am, but there is this inner source that's feeding me all the way underneath it all. And I hope that everyone, especially if you struggle with mental health, you can find that. Honestly, every human being should contemplate and feel into all of those topics, because even if your mental health is perfectly fine, there's still a lot of unknown that can be hiding for you to discover them eventually and create that, as I said, a bit uneasiness with their reality. But it's only there because we're not looking at what's going on, whichever your way of looking into it. Maybe it's a meditation, maybe it's a prayer, maybe it's a psychedelic experience, maybe it's going out in the nature. Like, what is your way of connecting with mysterious reality, realm, all this life? What is your way of digging into what's going on and seeing a deeper meaning? I'm afraid that a lot of times, especially if we're well sheltered by life and by good circumstances that we are so fortunate to have, we might never even look into that until some kind of a suffering comes around. And on the personal level, that suffering is like a death of a loved one. That was true for me when my mother passed away I was 16. That changed everything. I was already quite psychologically minded. I was really looking into myself a lot, mainly because I felt like I did not fit where I grew up and my interests were really different from everybody else's. So I spent a lot of time by myself reading books. But when my mother passed away, that really magnified the intensity of my internal search. I really wanted to go deeper because that grief, that sadness, and that encounter of the reality in its all nudity, meaning like, oh, right, death is a thing. It's not necessarily something that we think a lot about in our society in general. And growing up, if you're especially well sheltered from all kinds of sufferings in life, you are well set on going to, you know, go to college, get career, get family. You're all about building, accumulating, and there is nothing wrong with that, as I said. But we get so busy doing that that we forget to look inside, and there is a treasure in there. So for me, that was a loss of a loved one. And on the grand scale of things, I believe that for our society right now, overall, this initiation into the inner search is happening by the means of the climate change that is unfolding as we speak and creating havoc in all parts of the world. Mind you, there's different school of thoughts on why we have fires, why we have floods and this and that. There's a lot to it. How much of it is brought about by men and how intentional it is. But I'm not going to explore all of those theories because I'm not really venturing into the area of politics and conspiracy theories, you might say. But if you're one of those people who have been exploring the subject of like, weird fires, why is it happening, on other climate-related things, I'm there with you. I don't have a strong opinion about it. But I hold that perspective in my mind as well. nevertheless, whether this climate change is produced by the cycles that our sun is going through, there is a school of thought about that as well. Or it's man-made, and we can argue about what do we mean by being man-made in this particular case. The truth of the matter, that planet is poisoned. It's dying. It's really just falling apart in a sense of the normal routes of communication in between of its different elements and animals and humans. Humans are animal, by the way, are deteriorating. And we're like, shoots, there has been a harmony here all of this time, and we are at the point where we are destroying it, and we can't necessarily take it for granted any longer. And that, plus the suffering that is unleashed on so many communities around the world, is a wake-up call in a sense that I received when I grieved my mother passing. But it's on a very different scale. And right now, there's like no turning the heck away from it anymore. There's no running. And at the same time, though, of course, we have lots of things we can do instead to occupy ourselves instead of sitting with this enigma, uncertainty of life and what the hell is happening right now. We have all of our devices ready to go, social media, and you name it. I'm not necessarily am that knowledgeable about all kinds of platforms, but even if you just have Facebook and Instagram, that will keep you busy and occupied for a long time. And again, takes away the special and precious time and space that you can put into actually being with what you're feeling and seeing it for what it is and getting curious and looking for answers while connecting with other people. This is what I'm hoping that this disaster that we're living through, this catastrophe of climate change, will bring about. Gotta find that, you know, the silver lining, right? Everywhere. Existential anxiety that we are experiencing as a result of it, and this deep hunger for meaning that the Western civilization has been having for such a long time. And it's not like we don't have our own amazing bodies of knowledge and teachings, but somehow I will speak for United States, even though I'm not from here, and I'm not speaking for everybody in the United States, obviously, but just as a paradigm that is in place, is all about extracting resources from the earth, making products and consuming them. You know, that this is pretty much it. And we are becoming slaves to this program, to our desires. And again, nothing wrong with a little bit of a hedonism. We all want to have shelter and good cars and eat nice food. I'm all about that. But at the same time, the system that brought this, or at least partially responsible for bringing the climate change or climate weirding, as I heard some people say, is also responsible for robbing its people of the meaning and creating this sense of disenchantment with the earth, with life. When the Industrial Revolution happened, we did really well by taking all the spirits and fairies and deities out of from the forest and just like chopping them up and making things out of them. And maybe that felt safer for a rational, materialistic kind of mind that has difficulty grappling with the fact that there is a lot to it that we don't see. But at the same time, we lost so much in the process, and here we are now facing the climax of it all, of the many generation on a big scale being deprived of a connection to themselves in this very intimate way and to the nature itself. And it's not like we haven't had spiritual teachings around, right? We have multiples of them, and Christianity, Islam, Judaism, I might be pronouncing things incorrectly right now, Buddhism, and there's many, many more. And I'm not saying that those spiritual teachings are useless in a sense, and now we all just have to rush into the forest and hug some trees. But in a way, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, not everywhere, they've been subjugated in the name of the agenda of capitalism. Let's say, and this is not opinion. No, it is my opinion, but it's definitely not the original one. I read a book that I can't remember the name of now, but it was really talking about how in the variety of spiritual teachings, they separated earth and the heaven in the sense that earth is being inferior and full of sinners, and it's just like garbage dump of the reality, while we all should try to just get with the program and get to heaven, if you believe in it, of course. And unfortunately, what that created is this feeling, this idea that earth doesn't matter. It's devalued by our spiritual teachings, if you look at them this way. But it's so much more further devalued by capitalism and extraction economy that doesn't necessarily only extract natural resources, it extracts people. It dehumanizes you and I. If you are a human being, listen to this right now, you are well positioned to be exploited by the system regardless how well are you doing. Are you noticing that the spiritual source is drying out within you? Are you taking care of it? Are you connecting with nature and with the bigger world and the beautiful family of beings that we're living, that we are so dependent on? And now we see it. It's breaking down. And it's breaking down because we have violated so many rules, corporations specifically, and all of the industrial complex and all the wars. We created so much suffering, and we didn't think they will catch up with us, but it will. And it will, of course, hurt the most vulnerable ones, the people who don't have bunkers, right? Underground kind of places to stock food in and go into and hide. And pretty much all of us, most of us, except, I guess, I imagine like that, like, you know, however percent, one or even less, though, they can afford hurting this planet, but we can't. So what is this episode is ultimately is about is a cry. It's a plea to encourage you to really look deeper into yourself, your soul, if you want to call it like that, that inner world that you have that is rich and beautiful and magnetic, if we allow it to be so. And it's not to be exploited yet again just for this manifestation movement that is turning to be just like another tool for the capitalism to put more products out and about. Again, I am from my tower over here, like we say it in Russia, might not see the whole picture, and I'm not speaking about the totality of manifestation movement and each one and of the people who believe in it. And again, what manifestation movement, I'm not sure what movement it is in this particular case, but manifesting is when you feel like you are creating your own reality, which I'm all about. But you gotta be careful if you are doing it for the sake of consuming over and over again, because that, again, for me, takes away from the inner search where the happiness actually lives. And maybe I'm getting a little bit too philosophical, a Buddhist, but I do strongly believe that happiness as opposed to pleasure, does not come from the outside world. It can definitely help by a lot. Again, I said we all want our hedonic needs. I think I said hedonistic before. Hedonistic sounds a little bit pejorative, but hedonic needs satisfied. All about it. I'm sitting here in my office. I have windows. I have chair. I have shelter. Like, I'm well equipped to deliver this podcast episode in comfort. But what is beyond that? Is it really another car, another house? Will it really satisfy that hunger for meaning that we have? And if it takes climate change and massive, massive catastrophe on a planet level for us to evolve and break this system that exploits and extracts Earth and dehumanizes as a people, so maybe so. It's a wild thing to say, but at the same time, if we wait much longer to look into the shadows and see what's really occupying them, we might not really live long enough to see through. And this is what, again, my hope is for you to look inside for those answers. And look outside, of course. Connect with the communities of people who have the same hunger. They might not even be able to name it yet. You might be one of those people. But yes, oh my goodness, this is your birthright. Go explore, meditate, go towards nature, see what's up there with those like plant medicine world and such. Find your path. And of course, find a lot of support and find a therapist as well if your mental health is a bit of on a shaky ground. I definitely recommend to do all of that, especially if you have experienced trauma. Before you plunge yourself into meditation or psychedelic assisted therapy experiences, really make sure that you have some support system in place, because it can evoke and catalyze and activate certain memories and feelings that you might want to explore in a supported settings. But it's now or never. If you have that existential anxiety, stop avoiding it. Look into it. Respond to it. Call. If you have it about just like meaning of life in general, or climate change, or whatever else, the death of the loved one, this is your initiation into the deeper meaning of life. And we spend too much time, as I said, trying to gloss over it, but it will never, ever be fully put aside and neatly put away, because it's a part of us, that deeper dimension, and it's for you to discover it and unpack it. And that is a beautiful path through what rooting into a teaching, an idea, a worldview that can carry you on through all the life storms and transitions, like I can say for myself, Buddhism and yogic traditions have for me. When everything falls and falls apart, I hug myself and I tell myself, I am peace, I am calm, and I am safe. And I repeat it. And I have a very profound meaning around it. Like, it's not just like physical safety and security. I feel it deeper than that. And with all of that said, I would like to also announce that starting February, I will be putting 2 episodes per month. I still have a couple more of a guest episode to share with you. And from that point on, I will probably focus on solo episodes alone. I have been very busy with life, my garden, my community, my learnings, my probings into deeper spaces. And I really feel like I need to step back from it all. But it's still a great way to connect with me. Plus, you have my newsletter that I put out about once or twice a month. And you can get it by going to my website, mybloomingheart.com, and putting your address, email address in, and downloading a free nervous system regulation guide. And stay in touch with me via Instagram. Honestly, in the future, I see that I might just narrow it all down to my newsletter. Just could stay connected with those people who have been there with me all along, reading my emails. I honestly don't like too many emails. I unsubscribe from a lot of things. And if you're one of those people, I'm your girl. I only send one or two of them a month. And I also have bi-weekly or my bi-monthly, we'll see, self-care group for primarily women entrepreneurs, women moms, women, like, you name it, busy girlies out there, that we get together on Tuesdays. I believe it's at the 3 p.m. is the certain time as of right now in January 2025, where we talk about our self-care goals and set intentions and commit to them in this supported space. I don't know about you, but I definitely noticed I have to, like, voice those things to other people, and at least to my journal, to really follow through on them. For me, spirituality is part of my self-care, by the way, and it's one of the non-negotiables. So my self-care meeting group is all about that, inspiring you to take care of yourself in whichever way you think it's most suited to you at that moment. And that's what the nervous system regulation guide is also about. It invites you to assess where in your life, in what dimension, you need to bring more balance, and invites you to set those baby goals, because we can't really get carried away by too many goals at the same time. With all of that said, thank you so much for listening. May you have a beautiful rest of your day. Feeling into my heart, I'm wishing you love, peace, and lots of health. Thank you so much for being here. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.